This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It feels like there's a special white-hot part of the brain reserved for parking rage. I think I accessed it the last time I drove to the West Village here in New York on a Friday night. Well, plenty of apps are looking to solve this problem and keep us all from freaking out. But San Francisco's city attorney just sent a cease and desist letter to just such an app maker this week. Monkey Parking, which tries to match people looking for parking spots and people willing to leave them, does so for a price. The evacuator can be paid as much as $10 by the seeker, and the city is not too psyched about this. Mike Billings is a venture capital and startup reporter with Dow Jones. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What does Monkey Parking do, and why is the San Francisco City Attorney's Office opposed to it?
Well, Monkey Parking is an app, and it allows its users to upload information when they're going to leave a parking spot that others can see that they then bid on. Now, the San Francisco City Attorney is saying that that is buying, selling parking spots, which they're saying is illegal. Monkey Parking, though, would say that their app is buying and selling information.
The city has also asked Apple to remove the app from the App Store. Is that right?
That is correct.
What's the request there and what's their logic?
They're saying that because it's asking a user to do something illegal, that violates the Apple terms of service.
What does this particular story tell us about the larger tensions between these apps that are endeavoring to make cities more efficient in certain ways and city governments themselves?
It's an interesting conflict that we have in San Francisco in that the city is not exactly against using tech for parking. They ran a trial where sensors were put on the street and it had an app that showed users live time, real parking spaces. That program is now going to be launched and broadened. So there is tension between private and the public. These apps are saying that they're incentivizing turning over parking in a very crowded city. It goes back to the question of, are they exchanging information as the apps say they are, or are they buying and selling the spaces as the city says they are?
Mike Billings covers tech startups for WSJ.com. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.